that was Susapu Mikotoba, A New Bloom in the New World by Hiromitsu Maeba from The Great Ace Attorney Adventures. And I'm Stephanie, the DJ for tonight's show, Min Max. And this is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I will be playing songs from the most recent entry in the Ace Attorney franchise, which is the Great Ace Attorney Chronicles. Next is the theme for the character Kazuma Asogi, Samurai on a Mission by Hiromitsu Maeba.
Thank you.
And that one was Ryutaro Narodo, Objection by Yasumasu Kitagawa, which is from the second of the two games within the Great Ace Attorney Chronicles. Let's talk video games. The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles puts you in the place of the ancestor of who you are normally used to playing, Phoenix Wright, Ryunosuke Naruhodo, and his adventures as a defense attorney in England, set during the Meiji period of Japan. It is a visual novel type game with puzzle solving. It is definitely not for someone who is not used to reading a lot of words, you know, faint of heart at the libraries and all that. Fun fact, apparently the original Ace Attorney game has more words in it than the average novel. So, yeah. Next up, I'm going to be playing Ryunosuke Naruhodo Overture to Adventures. And please enjoy. So, that was the main theme from the first game of your character that you are playing, Ryunosuke Naruhodo. And he is a very typically bright-eyed protagonist of a video game who definitely sees, you know, his fair share of darkness as a Japanese foreign exchange student in a time of... let's say less tolerance in other countries, such as England, where he is studying as to become a lawyer. Yes, this game does portray some depictions of racism towards your character, which I know some people do feel a little bit iffy about, but I personally think that it would be more iffy if there were no portrayals, considering, you know, it was created by a Japanese studio. It's a historical fiction in the most absurd way. And yeah, I will talk more about the characters as their themes come up, because as a visual novel. It is very character and word based. I will say something about a character that propped up previously, the first opening song, Susato Mikotoba. She is your non-adult assistant for this game, which sounds suspicious, but you know, you have one of those in every one of your Ace Attorney games. It's almost part of the formula. A little less game-related, I bought a candle recently from the Somerville Flea Market. They were game-based. The person working there did not ask me which games I played and was surprised that I played video games, and I've never been so offended to not be categorized as a gamer, and I don't think that's the correct emotion to have. But now I have a candle that is supposed to smell like the essence of a 16-year-old girl from an Japanese visual novel game. And I will leave that at that. Next is Gina Lestrade, A Blast from the East End by Hiromitsu Maeba. And that was the theme of the character Gina Lestrade, a pickpocket from the East End. Now, if you are a fan of any derivation of the Sherlock Holmes series, you may recognize that last name as the one of Detective Inspector G. Lestrade. And that is not a coincidence. This game does feature some form of the characters from the Sherlock Holmes series. Of course, their names are changed a little bit when they got brought to the West due to what people believe are fears of copyright. I'm personally not too sure. I don't know a lot about copyright laws. I probably should know more about copyright laws. I'm on a radio and I do art. It's okay. I haven't been booked yet. And I don't plan to be. Yeah. Next is going to be Ordinary Londoners, Ordinary Lives by Hiromitsu Maeba. And Elegance and Excellence by Yasumasa Kitagawa, both of them from the first game of the Great Ace Attorney Chronicles. And that was William Shamspeare, Back Alley Bard. Name very clearly influenced by William Shakespeare, but don't let it be fooled with the other names that are very similar to names you have heard before. This man, as his name implies, is a sham. During this game, oh my gosh, and the artist is Yasumasa Kitagawa. Anyways, during this game, the game artist experimented with motion capture, and said that Shamspeare was one of the first they practiced with, which is very clear when you play the game with his energetic and very eccentric movements. This game definitely has great 3D scenes, though to be fair, I do think the standards that Ace Attorney fans hold for game visuals are a bit lower than some other games. For example, some games are complaining that the water doesn't look realistic enough, while in this game, people are cheering that we finally get to see legs move. I am people. Anyways, next up, we have Iris Wilson, Young Biographer by Yasumasa Kitagawa. That one was Herlock Sholmes' Great Detective of Foggy London Town. And yes, you heard that right. Herlock Sholmes. This game features a parody of Sherlock Holmes and John Watson. I have played this game so much that I have to be careful that I don't mix up the two. If you notice, the last character from before, I was Iris Wilson, in the original Japanese was called Iris Watson, and Herlock Sholmes in the original Japanese, just the Doyle character, Sherlock Holmes. In this game, Herlock Sholmes is the adoptive father of Iris Wilson, because the Ace Attorney franchise is not good at anything if not feeding the fan base perfectly crafted dills. And on that note, time for a PSA about fatherhood involvement. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. So, I know I said I'd be talking about games, but the history of Herlock Sholmes, the name, is a very funny one, and I would like to talk about it. First, the most popular iteration of him was created by the author of the Arsène Lupin series, Leblanc. He originally had written that Sherlock Holmes was the rival to the gentleman thief, Arsène Lupin, for two out of the six chapters before either Doyle or one of his lawyers or legal assistants or whatever it was back in the day. Law was rampant. She told him to knock it off, basically. So Godot Leblanc came with a solution to switch the letters of the name in the third chapter, of his story. And the Herlock Sholmes we see in the game, I feel, follows that energy of eccentricity. The director of the game, Shu Takumi, had said that he wanted to show a more unserious version of the character, and I think he did great. It is a great character. He is a great dad. He is perfectly designed. He's a great couple of 2D and 3D pixels, and I don't care that this is going into a weird tangent. Anyways, the next song I have up is the theme of the main prosecutor of the two games, called Baruch von Ziek's The Reaper of the Bailey by Yasumasa Kitagawa. Thank you. that was the theme of the prosecutor of this game. Now, as one of the main characters of the game, I can't not talk about him. I personally, and I think a lot of people who have played all the games can agree with me, think that Van Ziek's, in terms of skill as a video game prosecutor, I guess it's weird to talk about the skill set of a non-real character, but in terms of skill, is the best prosecutor in all of the Ace Attorney series. Sure, you have your OG Edgeworth, who was the prodigy and never lost a case, but you are introduced to Van Ziek knowing that he has not won any case. In fact, in a little tongue-in-cheek moment, someone in the game even says it's impossible for someone to not win every single case. A bit of a turn from the first three prosecutors, who the first one never lost a case, the second one never lost a case, and the third one never lost a case as a prosecutor because he had never had a case as a prosecutor before meeting your character. And in terms of his character, I find that a little more divisive. I like him as a character, but I could see why one wouldn't. When I brought up English racism towards the Japanese, this English prosecutor is not free from that being prejudiced. He is sure to show that your character is not welcome. He throws some very fire roasts, which I feel I shouldn't say when I just said that he was a racist, but like, besides that, like pouring you a glass of wine and saying, "Here's to your career in the circus," which I can't believe became a line considering how big of a meme clowns are in the Ace Attorney franchise. Yeah, he is also another character who makes great use of the motion capture and real life actors behind the motions of the characters. One of my favorite animations, which I feel does not get enough use, but also I understand that it doesn't because it would be too much, is when he kicks his leg in an axe kick onto the table pardon me for the bottom of my Wellingtons, or something along the lines of that. He's at the least entertaining, and I really like him as a prosecutor, which is great considering he shows up for both games, which is also not as common for prosecutors in the Ace Attorney series. Next up, we have Madame Tusfell's Mysteries Encased in Wax by Yasumasa Kitagawa, and then Citizens of the Fog, Suspicious Folk by Hiromitsu Maeba. And that one was Prelude to Pursuit by Yasumasa Kitagawa. I can't wait to listen back and hear that I have butchered all of these names. Anyways. yeah. I wanted to add a fun fact about the game before moving on. Speaking of Japanese and Japanese names. A fun little thing that the localizers did between for these games is when they want to signify that the characters are speaking to each other in Japanese, they will write in the suffixes, those is san, sama, etc., etc. And when they are speaking in English, they will drop the suffixes and stick more with Mr. and such. It's a small detail. I didn't notice it until someone mentioned to me, but it is extremely interesting, and I feel like localizers get a lot of flack, and I don't know how much of it is, deserved. So I might as well say something good that they've done. anyways, next we have a Prosecutor Reborn, Hiromitsu Maeba, and following that is Ryunosuke Naruto Hodo, Objection.
Thank you.
And that was Partners, The Game Is Afoot by Asumasa Kitagawa. It is my favorite song in the game. And that was Min Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for checking in. I will be playing my last song, which probably won't get to hear the end of, The Great Pursuit, The Resolve of Ryunosuke Naruhodo by Yasumasa Kitagawa.